Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today's conversation is all about how to come back into a knowing that you are worthy and that you are enough. And this conversation is inspired by a question that was submitted from Allison. And so she says, how do you shake the feeling that you aren't enough or doing enough? And she also added a little side note, especially in the realm of parenthood. So I'm going to speak to both, you know, from a parenthood perspective and also just from a general perspective. I feel like we all go through these moments of feeling like we're not doing enough. Like, I need to be doing more. Am I enough? Am I showing up enough? Is this happening enough? Like, I should be adding more to this, doing more of that. And I think we can all, like every single one of us, relate to this feeling and relate to this question, regardless of if you are a parent or not. And so I want to share three main things that support me when it comes to those thoughts that can kind of creep in every once in a while and how I move through those. And I hope that this serves Allison, but also everyone else who's listening. And so the first thing that I find is helpful is to understand that the mind is always going to look for what's not enough. It's kind of just how we've been conditioned. Our mind is conditioned to look for that's not enough, that's not enough, that's not good enough, that's not good enough, this, da, 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 da. And I do believe that it's just a long-held human conditioning that just gets passed on generationally, that we've been conditioned to look at what isn't enough. So it's not our brain's fault. It's been conditioned that way. It's been conditioned to look for that. And it's not actual truth. And so what we need to do is train our mind to look for the other side. The other side is, well, what is enough? And what else? What else did I do today? What else is good today? And asking, even just asking yourselves that question, even after you have noticed your mind saying, well, that's not enough, you're not doing enough. And immediately you say, well, what did I do? What is good today? What am I grateful for today? What else is there for me to look at today? And it's training your mind to see the flip side of things. So it's not necessarily trying to stop the habit of stop looking at what's not enough and stop trying to, you know, tell me that I didn't do this enough or do that enough or whatever. You're actually just training your mind to look at more, at the bigger picture. Essentially, when the mind is looking at things and saying, well, that's not enough, you should be doing more, you should be doing this, it's only looking at a small piece of the bigger picture. So what you're training your mind to do is to zoom out. Because if you look at it as just a small piece, then yeah, maybe it might seem like you could have all the reasons as to why it's not enough. But when you zoom out, then you kind of get a bigger picture. You get an overall lay of the land and you say, oh, wait, but there's more. There's this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And from that, you can say, oh, yeah, never mind. There's a lot for me to be grateful for. There's a lot for me to look at. There's a lot for me to see of what I have done or what I have created or what is around me that I am grateful for. And I find coming into a space of gratitude for what I have been able to do, even if it's not necessarily everything that's on my list, the list is endless. But looking at, oh, well, what have I been able to do? What was I able to accomplish? What was I able to create? And what are the things around me that are supporting me right now? And in that question, it becomes obvious that there is enough and I have done enough and who I am is enough. So that's the first part of this. The second part is when you see yourself as being chosen by God to be the certain person, to fulfill the certain role, to show up in a certain way. And therefore, if you were chosen by the divine, it means that you do have all of the resources and all of the capabilities that are necessary to get the job done. And I find that especially helpful in parenthood when we can blame ourselves, you know, if our kid is feeling a certain way or behaving a certain way or whatever, and it can be really challenging. And I feel like as a mom, for me, it's looking at it from the perspective of, well, I was chosen to be these little girls' mom. And so that means that I am the mom for them. I was chosen to be their mom. And so that means that whoever I am, that's who they needed. And I'm going to show up in the way that I, the best way that I possibly can with what I know at the time. And also, if there's anything that I need to repair in retrospect, I will do that too. And just knowing that who I am in this moment is who they need me to be. And the same thing with my girls. It's like they are the children that I needed to be able to be who I was meant to be. That they bring out in me all the things, the joy, the love, and the triggers that are necessary for me to be who I was meant to be. And so it's seeing it as a balance. It's a balance between the two. It's a dance that we dance together. That's like, I'm the perfect mom for them and they're the perfect kids for me. And that's just how it is, even though none of us are actually perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. We weren't meant to be, but that's not what is required. What's required to be for the task that we were chosen for is to be ourselves, to be our flawed selves, and to know that we have the capability and the resources to show up in the way that we were meant to because we were chosen. And so you can think of that in any context. You can think of that in any situation where maybe you're feeling like, oh, like, am I doing enough? Am I not showing up enough? Am I not saying enough things or helping people in the right way or whatever the case is? And instead seeing yourself as, well, you were chosen by the divine to be this person. You have this calling on your heart. You have this desire. You were placed here for a reason. And therefore, you have the capabilities. You have the resources within you. And whatever the situation is that you are in was the perfect situation to bring those out within you and for you to show up in that way. And even if it doesn't feel perfect, that's not the goal. The goal is that you are showing up in your true self energy, that you are finding the resources within you and the capabilities inside of you to show up. So that's the second part here that I find is really helpful. And then the third part is to look at where you might be wanting or needing to add support whenever possible, and also getting creative with it. And what I mean by this is that sometimes, and again, especially in the realm of parenthood, if we are trying to take a lot on, which parenthood in and of itself is a lot, then what you need to do is make sure that you have the space to replenish yourself. And so that's what I mean by finding support whenever possible. And this, again, can apply to context outside of parenthood. But if you are depleting yourself because you are trying to do so much, and maybe because whatever role that you're in, whatever task that you're doing is asking a lot from you, then it's important that you take time to replenish yourself, that you take time to rejuvenate and take time to rest. Because when you allow yourself that space, then what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to show up more fully and feeling capable, feeling resourced to whatever the role is that you're showing up for. And in that, then if we maintain ourselves in that space, then we're less likely to slide down the feeling of, I don't know if I'm doing enough. I don't know if this is good enough. I feel like I'm not, you know, showing up in the best way possible. And maybe it's because, you know, we also feel a little bit depleted. So when we feel well-resourced, well, you know, rested as best as we can, or replenished in the best way that we can, then that will elevate how we perceive things and how we can perceive ourselves, perceive our role, and perceive how we show up. And so again, adding support whenever you can, wherever you can, and getting creative with it, whatever it is that you need to do to get your, give yourself a bit of extra time to replenish and to rest and to allow yourself that space. And sometimes it's as simple as creating a boundary and just following with that boundary, which I know, especially as a mom, can be hard. Like, mom guilt is definitely a real thing. And, you know, especially when you have little kids, it's very hard. And I get that. And it's also looking at it, well, if I take the time for myself to replenish and nourish myself, then I'm going to feel so much better showing up for my kids, which is going to just overall support the entire dynamic. And so it's actually not selfish for me to be away from them. It's nourishing for all of us, and it's necessary, you know, and seeing it from that perspective as well. And so then, like I said, when you're in those moments, you're like, yeah, I'm well resourced. I'm well nourished. I can show up for this. I am doing enough. Who I am is enough in this moment. And so that's the other part of this. So I hope that this was helpful for you. And for anyone who's watching, you know, being able to see this from the different contexts and perspectives, whether it's within parenthood, whether it's outside of it, but seeing that when we can simply take some time to shift our perspective around a situation and how we perceive ourselves in that situation can make a huge difference. And then also recognizing, when is it time for me to bring in some resources that is going to support me? Because when I feel supported, then I know that I'm showing up as my best. And then it's much easier, much simpler for me to connect with the energy of, yeah, I am doing enough. This is the best that I can do. And that's enough. That's all that God chose me for. God didn't choose me to be perfect. God chose me to just be me in the best way that I can. And so this is me doing my best. And so just really honoring that for yourself, and honoring that this is a journey, and honoring that every moment, every day, you are getting better and you're becoming more expanded in who you are, and you are seeing things from a different perspective and elevating your energy, your frequency, your vibration. It all matters. It all counts. It all is happening, even when you cannot see it. So that's the other thing that I want you to know. So I hope that was helpful. Let me know in the comments below the YouTube video what you took away from this, or you can send me a DM via Instagram. And if you want to submit your own question to the podcast, you can do so in the link in the show notes below this episode. I cannot wait to hear from you, answer your questions, and all that good stuff. So I am sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection Podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.